guys. Welcome back to this podcast. We will be getting started shortly. So please, in this amount of time, get snacks and most importantly, get comfy. Because you're in for a wild treat. Hey guys, welcome back to Nothing But The Truth, where today we speak about nothing but the truth. It's yours, Payton, and be prepared for today's podcast. Last week, we talked about the top three worst foods. If you didn't see that podcast, go check it out and get a barf bucket ready. So, I told you guys that last week, today's topic was a surprise. And I realized I've been doing the top three worst things in the world lately. So I thought, why not switch it up? So, the topic for the day is my most embarrassing moments of my life. Existence. And before we dive into this podcast is sponsored by Target. Do you need to run to the store and buy last minute things? Have no time? Run to Target. Literally run before everything sells out. Target's a store and sometimes a grocery store. They have cheap and affordable prices. So let's have a word from our sponsors before we dive in. Okay, first one. I was around the age of 8 to 10. I was in the store with my dad and uncle, and I was also with my cousin, who is about 1 year older than me. So, I was in Target, and my dad and uncle are being so crazy. They're laughing and goofing off. Just crazy stuff. And then, we got towards the Ziploc bag area, and it was all stacked up in one pile. Like, it was just restocked. It probably was restocked. And then, all of a sudden, my dad and uncle were laughing so hard, they didn't see where they were going, and they knocked down the whole entire Ziploc bags. So, me and my cousin started laughing for about 38 seconds, and then we stopped because we realized people were coming towards us and laughing. Me and my cousin picked up the Ziploc bags, and we automatically ran out of the store. Yeah, never shopping with my dad or uncle again. And I thought my brother would be horrible to shop with. I was 100% wrong in that case. So, have y'all's parents ever done that before? I have never really told this story, so you guys are pretty lucky to hear this horrible and embarrassing story. Let's take a little break and have our word from our sponsors. So, shall we start with number two? I think so. My second to worst embarrassing moment would have to be at honestly every age, from kindergarten to seventh grade. Now, this one isn't as serious and honestly not that bad, but I hate when this happens. You're doing your work and your teacher automatically calls on you. And like, you know the answer, but you don't like being called on. Not to mention that, but the teachers put you on the spot. Like, come on, teachers. I mean, my seventh grade teachers don't do that often, but my kindergarten teacher and elementary teachers would do that so much. And honestly, I just freeze up. It's like, you can't put yourself, well, the teachers can't put you on the spot because then you'll freeze up. But I guess I get it. So, you can fix freezing up by being prepared to be called on. I also noticed with teachers in elementary school and in middle school, if you raise your hand more often and talk more often, they're not going to call on you that much because they want to give other kids the chances to talk. And I mean, it's hard for me to work on this because I don't communicate that much in class except when my friends are in the same class. And it's good in some scenarios to not talk that much in class, but bad in some. It's good in some because you won't be in trouble, but it's bad in a lot of ways because you can be called on and put on the spot. I know a lot of people can relate to me on this. A lot of people do this. Wait a minute. What time is it? Another word from our sponsors. Okay, so we're done with number one and two. We have one more. This is when I was about 9 to 10, and we were moving from California to Utah. And we were all bored, and the only thing left in my house was an elliptical. An elliptical is basically a bike, but you work out on it. So, I thought of something to entertain myself. How about I play on it? So I was riding on it, and my mom asked me so kindly to get off. I hated to listen at the time, so I didn't listen, and I got my foot stuck in it, and I cut open my foot. Yeah, well, on the bright side, my aunt came to our house, and she was an assistant in the hospital, and she told me I needed stitches. Then, like, a year later, I cut open my foot on the same spot, but that's a whole nother story. I don't know why that embarrassed me. I guess it was just embarrassing having to tell the doctor that I didn't listen and I'm stuck in the hospital because I didn't listen. Now, I definitely understand why people say listen to your parents, and I definitely learned my lesson after that. Alrighty, folks. Well, that's it for today's podcast. Next week's podcast is, you guessed it, or maybe you didn't. But it's another surprise. If you like this podcast, make sure to check us out on eduBlogs.org. Have a great day, and remember to speak about nothing but the truth. Peace!